Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, Go, swift messengers, to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning even to now. A nation meted out, divided, and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All you who live in the world, and who live on the earth, see, when he lifts up an ensign banner on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, listen. Because the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my house like a clear heat upon herbs, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. Because before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he will both cut off the sprouts with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. They will be left together to the birds of the mountains, and to the beasts of the earth, and the birds will summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth will winter upon them. In the time the offering will be brought to the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, from a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning until now. A nation meted out, divided, and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the Mount Zion.